Hey y'all, it's Emily. I just wanted to send out this message. I'm driving down the road, right? And I'm sitting in traffic and I keep seeing all these different political signs. I'm on my way to go to a Trump rally and I've been having very intriguing conversations with different people on my phone, and all of a sudden my phone goes out. And I was like, okay, good. I don't have any cell phone signal pretty much, which is fine. And I was like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me? And I really felt like he was saying it's the undercurrent. Yes, we have all these different movements happening. There's these things that are happening. I was thinking about the testimonies that I've heard about the stadiums that are getting rented out in Honduras and Guatemala and all these different foreign lands, and even on US soil too. There's different things that are happening, different grassroots movements. We're out helping people. We're out serving as best as we can, giving of ourselves, giving of our resources, giving of our time, giving of everything that we have, and spending it for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the good of this world to continue to remain. And one of the people that I was connecting with, he said, "There's not a lot of people like you in the world anymore." And I was like, "Why not? Why is there no one out there like me anymore? Why is there nobody that decides to take their stand against the enemy, against his schemes, against his divisions, against his wiles of the devil? Why are we so afraid of him? Why are we so afraid of the things of this world and in the patterns of this world? Why are we not so bold in our faith, so bold to take a stand, so ready with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to always give an answer? For the reason is the hope that we carry." And I just believe in that undercurrent. So if you're a part of that undercurrent, if you've been feeling like you've been alone, feeling like you've been abandoned, feeling like you've been just serving and toiling and training and training and schooling yourself in all these different ways of knowledge, I just speak wholeness over you. I speak completeness over you. I speak unity over you. That it is in the undercurrent, that it is in the places that pulls the ocean that nobody can even begin to see, that creates that sustains the biggest force in all of Earth that we can't even see, that we can't even begin to comprehend. Even marine biologists and different people out there that study the ocean, they have not even begun to comprehend what it is that is happening out there. And it's the same, I believe, in my life and in your life and in our lives, where yes, God calls us his people. Yes, he calls us his chosen, his beloved. Our foundations are set. Our foundations have been built upon the rock that has been laid for us through Jesus. He's the chief cornerstone. And yet, how much more to this life have we have yet to live because we have stayed confined into what church it is that we belong to, into what job that we have, into what it is that we are personally able to accomplish in and of our own rights, in and of our own merits, in and of our own standards, in and of our own just in and of our own selves. How much more does God have for us? In Ephesians, the word says far more than we can even ask or imagine. And so I want you to ask with me. I want you to ask with me and say, God, what is it? Yes, I believe I am a part of the undercurrent. Yes, I believe in the circadian rhythm. Yes, I believe I've been bought with a price, blood washed and fully sanctified. But what more is there to this life than what I've lived up to this point? What more is there than my parents have taught me or different teachers have taught me? One of the things that is that the word says, I believe it's in 1 or 2 or 3 John, it says the anointing teaches you. And so I just ask, Holy Spirit, that your anointing would teach us, that your anointing would come, that we would embrace the calling that you have given to us, that we would not be afraid, that we would not hold back, that we would not look away, that we would not just go out for the sake of those who are hurting and lost, but that we would do so for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we'd meet you face to face, that you would speak with us in those secret places, that when we go to serve, that when we go to pray, that we would do so as if all of heaven was listening, as if this whole entire world depended upon it. And the song, I think it's called You Won't Relent. I think it's in that song she says, I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. I don't want to look right at you. Sing right to you. I just want to look right at you. I just want to sing right to you. So God, I thank you that you're here in this place with us, that your very word that spoke the foundations of the earth, that you here and now, what it is that we are doing here and now. So God, I ask for rest and peace and the completeness of the cross, that you would put the cross of Jesus Christ before me, before all people, but before all people it is that are listening to this, and all people that they come in interactions with, even if they've never met you yet. God, I ask that today would be the day of salvation, that there would be a reckoning, that there would be a reaping, that there would be a time of harvesting, but it would be nothing that I can do, nothing that we can do in and of ourselves. It would be nothing that this world has seen yet up until this point, and only progressing from there, that we would go from glory to glory, strength to strength, from life to life. God, so we just thank you in advance for the work it is that you will do in and through us. God, transform us, mold us, shape us. You are the potter. We are the clay. God, so I just thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the promises that are in your word. God, I thank you that we can stand upon them. So God, we stand upon your word right here, right now, wherever we are, Lord, and we just say thank you. We are grateful to you, Lord God, for the price that you paid upon that cross. You sent your only son into this world so that we might be saved. Help us never to walk away from that grace. Help us to never walk away from that truth. Help us never walk away from you. So God, we just thank you. We thank you and praise you and ask all this, Lord God, in Jesus' name.